commitment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
President Trump says Rex is here following reports Secretary of State Rex Tillerson could soon be ousted from his position. Trump made the remarks while hosting the Crown Prince of Bahrain. The man accused of a string of murders in Tampa is in court. Howell Emanuel Donaldson is facing four counts of first-degree murder. After his hearing, Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren talked about whether he would pursue the death penalty.
If the case satisfies the legal requirements, and if it's consistent with what the defendant, the victim's families want, then we will seek the death penalty.
A judge did order Donaldson to be held without bond until the next hearing, which is on Tuesday. Score another one for man's best friend. USA Radio's Mark Mayfield has more.
Researchers at Vanderbilt University found that a dog's cerebral cortex has more than twice as many neurons as a cat's brain. Neurons are strongly related to intelligence because they're the brain cells associated with thinking, planning, and complex behaviors. The leader of the study said dogs have the biological capability to do much more complex and flexible things with their lives than cats can.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
The hurricane season is finally over. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
This year's Atlantic hurricane season goes down as the most expensive storm season on record, with an estimated cost of over $200 billion to U.S. interests. There were 17 named storms this year, but it's the names Harvey, Irma, and Maria that will go down in history. In August, it was Hurricane Harvey, drenching southern Texas in 60 inches of rain. About 2 weeks later, Hurricane Irma slammed into Florida, and Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is calling for some bold actions against North Korea. USA Radio's U.N. correspondent Luke Vargas has the details.
The U.S. is calling on China to cut off oil shipments to North Korea. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley made that case on Wednesday evening at the U.N. Security Council.
Through sanctions, we have cut off 90% of North Korean trade and 30% of its oil. But the crude oil remains. The major supplier of that oil is China. We need China to do more.
Haley had one other idea about how to punish the North Korean regime.
We should continue to treat North Korea as the international pariah it has become by taking its UN rights and privileges away, including its voting powers.
But a dive into the UN's rules finds few ways to actually do that. According to the UN Charter, countries can only lose their voting rights if they fail to pay their UN membership dues for more than 2 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, we're going to have to talk about it, and I'm going to talk about it probably in a way that nobody else has talked about it, and that is the ongoing sexual harassment, I mean, scandals. I don't even know how to really classify this. This is like, it's like a non-consensual eyes wide shut thing going on here. You know, remember the Stanley Kubrick movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Weird, deviant clubs and Long Island and odd stuff going on. You can't even keep track. Let's just be honest here. You can't even keep track. If I was to ask you, you would try to name all of the various different media types, personality, Hollywood types that were named in this thing, you couldn't do it. You start forgetting them. There's so many of them, you're actually forgetting. How many people have been involved and roped into this thing? And there's another one this week. Big one. I mean, this is the damn anchor for the CBS morning program. He's got his own PBS show, his own Bloomberg show. They bow down to this guy. This is a guy that hosts presidential debates. Charlie Rose. Now, I'm still trying to understand the psychology. I'm going to ask everyone's help, okay? Because I'm looking for insight, too. I'm looking for insight into this and the psychology behind this, too. Now, what makes these people think that if they are going to take their clothes off and parade around in front of women naked, that the women are going to kind of warm up to that? I mean, this is not Ronaldo, okay? The Real Madrid soccer superstar. They did a commercial with him getting caught with his underwear on outside his room. It's kind of funny. You're not Brad Pitt, man. What type of mind do these people actually have? You're not self-aware. You're Charlie Rose, man. You're not going to appear in the next Avengers movie with your shirt off. And you think that parading in front of women naked, they're going to like this? You think that inappropriately touching these women is going to endear themselves to you? What the hell is wrong with you people? Now, first and foremost, hey, talk about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein, honestly, he is the Homo sapien version of Jabba the Hutt. Okay? Remember Jabba the Hutt had to have his women like chained to him there? That's pretty much Harvey Weinstein. He's just vile. He's just a vile son of a gun. And people around talks about how cleanly, uncleanly he is and just gross. And the stuff that he's pulling. It's nasty. Here, it really is. Now, and again, here, I'm going to put off probably some of the feminists listening to this program. But let's be honest here. Are there not better? I mean, Charlie Rose is wealthy, is he not? If he wanted it to, if Charlie Rose wanted to pick up attractive women or whatever it may be, why doesn't he just use his credit card? Huh? Now, again, everybody calm down. Don't get your underwear in a bunch. We've all heard the joke. We've all heard the joke. And, you know, why haven't they invented female Viagra? Well, they already did. It's called money. Now, that's not all women, but who are we trying to kid here? Okay? Everybody remember, Anna Nicole Smith's husband that was like 90 years old? How about Harvey Weinstein? You ever see his wife, Georgina Chapman? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's with him because he's such a nice fella. Come on. Come on. You have got to be one sick puppy. What is there? Is it because they're on TV that they feel that they are that special, that it gives them some sort of power? That women are going to actually like this? It's bizarre. And then you get the guy from Pixar there. Another one. John Lasseter. Now you have actual writers quitting and leaving. And you know what's interesting thing too is that everybody supposedly knew. Everybody's coming out. Oh, yep, this producer quit. This producer, no, this one knew about it. Everybody knew, but nobody did a damn thing about it. Which tells me is that these people, I mean, there was all these courageous people coming out. No, they're not courageous. It's okay now. Coast is clear. It's okay now. It's okay now to come out. You know, courageous would have been coming out after these guys when you actually, that you know, there was going to be some repercussion for you coming out and accusing these guys. And again, difficult. Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein actually hiring ex-spies from Israel to track people down and come up with dirt on people. I mean, he's one evil dude. But here you have it, all laid out. All of these people that like to lecture you, tell you who to vote for, tell you about climate change, tell you how to live your lives. All of these people. Why? Why? Again, the cult of celebrity is it's something else. It really is. What people are capable of, what they're willing to do, what the American people will follow. Anyway, again, it could be great. I mean, this whole thing coming out, maybe people will wake up. I always talk about Plato's cave. So many people sitting in the cave looking at the shadows on the wall rather than turning and looking into the light. Maybe this will work. Anyway, want to talk about this too, okay? This is to many of our listeners out there. I was just talking about some of the last hour, talking about some of the .com companies that imploded back in the 1990s and Enron. I'm talking about some of the IPOs of today, the Silicon Valley unicorns. When I talk about individual companies, I get nasty emails. Back in the 1990s, this is actually going a little bit further into 2001, I'd get emails from people blaming me for the collapse of the dot-coms, blaming me for Enron's collapse. It was me talking down. It was Chris Smartakowski, talking down the company that made them fall apart. Is there something wrong with your medulla oblongata? Seriously. So you think that I have that type of power? Really? Maybe we should fire up the old Snap song from the, what is that? That was the 1990s. I got the power. Remember, yeah, Bruce Almighty there with Jim Carrey? He gets his God powers and he starts, the song's playing, he starts doing stuff. So you think that if I come on the radio here, then give you an example. I'll use General Electric. Because I got several emails from people blaming me. I hear people like you making the stock go down. What? I made the stock go down. Not bad management, not bad decisions, but it was me. Now, again, I want everybody to think clearly now. I know you're angry out there. Try to put your I want you to think. If I had that type of power, I would be, how shall I put this? I'll sub-reference again. That would basically give me the power of Biff from Back to the Future 2 when he had the almanac that told him all of the teams that were going to win. Remember that? Yeah. Yeah, and he goes back and he uses that and he bets and he gets really, really rich. So if I had that power, I could come on the program and I could say, I do declare, I do decree, GE is a piece of garbage. Now, before doing that, I would go out and I would short the stock or buy puts on the stock. And then after I mentioned it on the radio, I would reap a windfall profits. You're kidding, right? People, you might not like what I have to say because it may be against what you believe. Okay? But let me tell you something. What you believe to be true is the stuff that's getting you hurt, because that stuff that you believe to be true just ain't so. You got it? It's some people, it turns into a bit of a religion. Same thing with politics and other things. That's a Mark Twain line, if I'm not mistaken. It's something like, what did he say? He said it's not what people don't know that gets them hurt. It's what they do know that just ain't so. I'm paraphrasing, something like that. The stuff that we talk about here on the program, yeah, it's 99.9% of the time against conventional wisdom. Why? Because conventional wisdom is wrong. It's wrong. We oftentimes talk about that conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. Listen, every study out there, every damn study out there ever done studying people who are trading stocks, using discount houses, people trading in and out of mutual funds in their 401ks, people lose. You turn the markets, you turn your investments into a casino. Yes, it will turn out to be just like a casino, and eventually you will lose money. So no, people, no, I don't have that type of power. I don't. And hey, listen, we've been right in our calls. We've warned people about disaster. Does that mean that I've gone out and shorted this stuff? No. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm protecting ourselves and protecting our clients and maybe done some stuff with some options and some leaps. But heck, I predicted Enron was going to collapse in 1999. It went much higher after that. Then it collapsed. I understand that. I understand that the markets can be irrational. Again, everything has an intrinsic value. Sometimes it trades above. Sometimes it trades below. You want to buy it when it's below. You know that whole buy low, sell high concept? Anyway, okay. Just so you know, again, all of our new listeners out there, I don't have some magical power. Okay? Sorry, people. No, I didn't make your GE stock go down. I didn't make your Snapchat stock go down. I didn't collapse Enron. I didn't make the whole real estate bubble finally implode. I didn't do any of those things. Okay? Yes, I warned you about them, but I didn't make them happen. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. The number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, we're going to have a little fun. This is a bit of a financial planning topic. I saw this story. Study came out of more than 2,000 millennials and found this out. 1 in 5 have moved back home for a chance to live their dream. The share of older millennials living with relatives is still rising. About 20% of adults aged 26 to 34 are living with parents or other family members. That is a number that has climbed steadily the past decade. It's up from 17% in 2012. The larger portion of millennials, age 18 to 25, 59.8% live with relatives. It's come down from its high of 61%. In 2012. Why do I bring this up? Well, it's a couple things here and some reasons. Okay. First and foremost, we've talked about this here on the program. College is not something that you do for a lark anymore. It's not where you go and you find yourself anymore. Unless, of course, mom and dad have a ton of money and they're willing to spend it on you. And willing to basically give you that 4-year vacation. Doesn't work that way anymore. Kids are, woohoo, graduation, party, see everybody. All of a sudden, you start getting a bill in the mail for $300-500 a month. That's serious money when you're 21 years old. Serious money. And again, there's a lot of reasons why that this has gotten worse instead of better. And again, I know last week we talked a lot about social media and what social media does. Social media does some things to mom and dads, too. Yeah, you know, mom and dads like posting the kids' report cards on the Facebook. Why would you do that? Seriously. Is that for your kid or is that for yourself to show everybody that you're just a great parent and your kid is super smart? Come on now. Okay, time to time when kids do something really good, fine. Okay, but he's off on that. If you don't think that the my kid is going to this college or my kid is going to that college and we need to compete, that's played an enormous part. I've talked about this here in regards to financial planning, what it's done to people's families. Social media has taken keeping up with the Joneses and it has put it on steroids. And that also applies to kids. Because don't tell me, okay, this is one of the things that I'm real good at in the business that I am, is psychology. Many people, not all, but many parents use their kids to compete with others. Shouldn't do that. What are you doing to that kid? Well, what are you doing? You say, you know what? You encourage your kid to go and take out loans and you help them out what you can and then they graduate with all of this debt when they could have gotten a degree at another school, a quality education, and spent a hell of a lot less. Want one of the reasons why your kid is staying at home? That's one. Now, here is, again, I'm going to give another reason right here and now that, again, there's no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. Another reason why so many kids are staying at home is that, you know what, mom and dad, you're enablers. You're soft. You are. Many kids will say, I can't go out and move to the city and get a, I just have too many bills. It's just too hard. No, no. I'll tell you something. Never, ever, ever, ever use lack of resources as an excuse for not going out and doing something. Never. If you want to do something, if you want to go move out on your own, move into a city, go get a job, move somewhere, then go make it happen. If you need to get 2, 3, 4 jobs, if you need to work 7 days a week, nights, you do it. I did. A lot of parents out there, it's okay, we'll let a kid come back home and stay. Really? You think that's good for your kid? You better be charging your kid rent. You better be charging your kid rent. You're not doing the right thing by them. Again, comes a point in time we got to toughen up little Johnny and Sally, right? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I got one more thing on this story that it's amazing if you actually think about it. We'll talk about it quickly when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Of course, college planning kits as well. We help point people in the right direction. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Our members want to get to yes. I feel like with when we were dealing with repeal and replace of Obamacare, that we had members who were looking for reasons not to be for it.
Republican Senator John Thune earlier today discussing the main differences when repeal and replacing Obamacare was tried earlier this year and failed versus a tax cut bill, which it looks like a vote will be held tomorrow on after Senator John McCain made a major announcement today saying he will support the Republican tax bill. Actor Jim Nabors is dead at the age of 87. Nabors played the cheerful Gomer Pyle on The Andrew Griffith Show and starred in his own TV series Gomer Pyle in the 1960s. Tonight, President Trump will light the national Christmas tree. Will Schaeferoth is with the National Park Foundation, one of the event's sponsors.
It's great to have a place like this where people come to celebrate together, no matter where you're from, no matter what you do, no matter how old you are or what you care about. This everybody agrees on this night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hi, all, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Okay. We're talking about millennials. We're talking about college. We're talking about kids staying at home. We're talking about parenting. You think my job, our job at Markowski Investments is just putting together portfolios. You've got another thing coming. We often find ourselves, giving moral support to parents out there to go out and do the right thing. It's important, people. It really is that you kind of find out who your kid is and what they are and what they want to do, what they really want to do. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you laden your kid with a ton of student loan debt for something they're not really sure about yet or they don't really want to do is not a wise choice. You know, I coach. Talked about that here on the program. Been doing it for a long time. Something I love. And I'm able to recognize kids and what their ability is. And a good coach is, your job is to get your players, I guess the kids that I coach, to play to the best of their ability. Now, I can recognize when a kid has a certain level of talent and athletic ability that they may be able to play, let's say, at a Division I level in college. So, you know, you push that kid. You also got to ask that kid, is this what you want? Is this what you want? Because if this is really what you want to play, do you want to college? This is what you have to do. This is what it's going to take. Your athletic ability is going to, on its own, is only going to take you so far. This is the type of sacrifice. This is the type of work you have to put in to get yourself there. And again, it's not for everybody. I've had kids that could have played D1. They didn't want to put that much work in. They liked the sport. They liked the game, but it wasn't for them. So, you know, they played D3 and said, that's okay. That's all right. But it's important to know who your kid is, right? You want your kid, most importantly as a parent, you want your kid to be happy and what they're doing. And again, a lot of that falls by the wayside when it comes to colleges and universities and decisions that parents make. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of it oftentimes I've seen is selfish choices made by the parents. Anyway, with that being said, there's a little bit of a side note, juxtaposition. Okay. Saw this story. It's about Gucci. Gucci. I guess one of the rap stars out there today, his name is Gucci Mane. But anyway, as it turns out, millennials have fallen in love with Gucci. Millennials are out there purchasing Gucci. And I see this story, and then I see the story with them living at home with mom and dad, and I'm saying to myself, how is this possible? How does this work? You're living at home with mom and dad, and you're going out and you're spending $600-$700 on a pair of shoes? Let me tell you, mom and dad, okay, you're not being a very good mom and dad. If you allow your kids to spend that type of money on Gucci, and you're not charging them a rent to stay in your house, or you're not charging them enough. Hey, I like Gucci. My wife does. I didn't buy any when I was in my 20s. Let's just leave it at that. Okay? I didn't buy any when I was in my 20s. Uh-uh. No. This is something that you buy that you can afford to buy. If you think about it. Right? No. You're living at home with mom and dad. You're living at home with mom and dad and you've got your little starter job there. And you go out and you buy yourself a Gucci purse. If my kid did that, I'm like, okay. It's time for you to get your own apartment. I know the money. Sell the pocketbook. Sell the shoes. Figure it out. Don't be enablers, parents. Please. Anyway, I don't know if you saw this. Do quick on this before we have to go to the break. I found it funny. The Department of Justice is suing Harvard. They want to get Harvard's, their secret sauce to admissions. And let me tell you something. That is something that Harvard does not want out. The last thing in the world they want for people to find out is how much money it costs for certain people that are dumb to get their kids into Harvard. Oh, yeah, you're a C student, but you're gonna build a wing on that? Oh, okay. Yeah, and this is actually about discrimination. And they all discriminate. They all do. They all have their quotas. They have their quotas based upon the area of the country. They have their this is how they work. How do you think that they get through all of those applications? Huh? Now, one thing that they should never, ever, 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 ever look at is the color of one's skin. And that's going to the Civil Rights Act of 1964, if I'm not mistaken. Yet they do. Asian Americans being discriminated against because, we have too many Asian Americans. Sorry, you can't come in. Not kidding. What do you think? It's just Harvard that does this? Come on. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. What if I told you that punishing a successful company with taxation was a fool's errand? Because you know what? We need the jobs, and it's us that pay those burdensome taxes. Yep, consider the logic. Classism seeks to heap the misery on businesses. That'll fix their wagons. Except for that little problem we often refer to as math. Yeah, it's just math. If a company is at the very least breaking even, guess who pays the burdensome and punishing tax? You guessed it. Whoever purchases that company's services or products, that'd be you and me. Nice job. Take it from the top, punish the company, make them uncompetitive in the global market while we pay the crazy tax. That's as absent of common sense as the multiple layers of tax we're already unwittingly paying as citizens, not to mention the death tax. What would our founders say? For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. You can stand
me up at the gate. All righty, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. You know, I'm going to have to figure something out about, we're going to have to put together some sort of theme music. I mentioned this. Maybe use, remember How the World Turns? That's a soap opera. Maybe we can use their theme music to do Chris Markowski, How the World Works segments. I like doing a little bit of econ and explaining to people how the world works, because oftentimes I'll read articles in publications. I'll see news stories out there where you've got journalists out there that they just don't know. They just don't know. They're reporting on stuff. They don't look at things and give it proper perspective, and they misinform people. And people are woefully misinformed when it comes to money, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to how the world works. Case in point is a story about Manhattan real estate, Manhattan retail real estate. And this this article, again, this is more of a fuddy-duddy financial publication talking about calling Manhattan retail in many spaces the new Rust Belt. And there was an area they were talking about on Bleecker Street. Bleecker Street is in the West Village in Manhattan. It's a nice area. Nice area. And the picture that they show, I was just there not long ago. And, yeah, I noticed a lot of empty retail spaces as well. And they're talking to this lady here as the chairwoman of the retail group for one of the real estate firms. And said that, you know, how Bleecker Street had this real European panache. People associated with something special, something different. But now you take a look at a lot of the real estate. There are a lot of empty spaces all over Manhattan. What happened? Well, Bleecker Street used to be able to get space for around $75 per square foot. By the mid to late 2000s, they had risen to $300 per square foot. Now, that became completely unaffordable for many of the small boutiques and businesses that were there. So they shut down. When their lease was up, they left. Who stepped in? Who could afford that? Big retailers. Big retailers. So you'd have leases go from $7,000 to $45,000 a month. Small business can't afford that. Big retailers came in. Big retailers, again, part of the downfall of retail here in this country. It's not Amazon's fault. It's their own damn doing, okay? They did it to themselves. Overexpansion, saying, I've got to have this. Marc Jacobs had, what, four different spaces on Bleecker Street. Now he has zero. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean that retail is, these spaces are falling apart, that Manhattan is becoming a rust belt? No. When we get back, I will continue to explain to you how the world works. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We've done a lot over the years on explaining real estate. A lot of columns there in the archives of our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. They're all available there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. How the world works. I have a lot of people, businesses, clients, all over New York City. People who own restaurants. Own a restaurant, successful. There for 10 years, 12 years. All of a sudden, restaurants got to close. And people, they scratch their heads. Why did that restaurant have to close for? I don't get it. It was busy all the time. They were doing so well. Well, they're doing well because their owner is smart and can manage his or her costs in that restaurant. And when their lease was up, the landlord came in and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to double your rent, or I'm going to triple your rent. Okay. Goodbye. I'm not paying it because my model doesn't work. Doesn't work that way. I can't make money, so why am I going to stay in business? For example, one of the best grocers I've ever known. Grocer, restaurant, these guys are number one produce suppliers in the entire city. Had about a half a block location store on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Was there for, 20 years. Lease was up. Landlord says, you know what? We're going to charge you this much. Can't afford it. Can't afford it. This is one of the most successful grocery stores. What a business. Restaurant attached to everything. Wasn't worth it. What'd they do? Found a different space, moved. They moved. Now, what a lot of these landlords did was they said, you know what? We're going to sign up. We're going to sign up national companies who are on this constant expansion binge. We got to have stores here, there, and everywhere. Oversaturation. And it didn't work out. Now, you have Polo Ralph Lauren shutting down on Fifth Avenue. Shutting down on Fifth Avenue near the main strip there, near Rockefeller Center. They still have their main store way up on the Upper East Side. A lot of them have come to realize, boy, that was dumb. The problem is they can't get out of their leases. Now, when they describe this in this article as a rust belt, in a rust belt situation, the company, the business would go under and there's nobody there to rent it. What you have right now is you have a landlord that's like, I don't care, I'm still getting paid. Marc Jacobs may have shut down his four stores there on Bleecker Street, but guess what? He's still paying the rent. That's how bad it was. That's how stupid the idea was. It was, you know what? I'll just pay the rent, but I can't afford to keep all these places open. And there's little caveats in the leases that'll say, well, you know, if you can lease it to somebody else, then you can get me out of the lease. Let me ask you a question. What incentive is there for the landlord to rent out a space that's empty and he's still getting paid? He or she is still getting paid. None. None. So that's, in essence, what is going on. So what you're going to see happen, within the next 4, 5, 6 years, you're going to see retail space in Manhattan come down in price, because a lot of these leases are going to be done and over with. And then the landlords are going to have to go again, go out into the open market and price based upon what people can afford to pay. And again, you get angry with them, but if someone is willing to, if someone is willing to go turn off, you had a space that you were renting for $7,000 a month. $7,000 a month. And then somebody turns around and says, you know what? I want to, your lease is up. I'll spend $45,000 a month. You're going to tell that person no? Of course not. But again, what comes around goes around. The prices will come back down. They will correct themselves. Again, this is how the world works. Anyway, wanted to touch on this as well. This is the San Francisco Fed President John Williams. Okay? Basically coming out and saying that, hey, guys, guess what? Guess what? Next financial crisis, next situation we run ourselves into, you know, we're going to have to really talk about NERP. NERP! Anybody know what NERP is? Come on, people have been paying attention to this program. No, I'm not talking about the NOID, that stupid marketing gimmick from Domino's from way back when. I'm talking NERP. No negative interest rate policy. Yep. Again, this is where it's basically a tax. You put money in bank, you lose money in bank. Basically, you're theoretically you're losing money now because the rate of inflation is much, much higher. The real rate of inflation is much, much higher than the rate of return that you're getting in the bank. But at negative interest rates, you actually lose money if you keep it there. Now, we've talked about this on the program. This would be really effective for our overlords. They could completely control the economy. They could. They could say, hey, people aren't spending enough money. We want to really juice that economy up. Let's go negative 7%. What are people going to do? I better go spend this money because if I don't spend it, I'm going to lose it. Now, one could say, hey, you know what? Why don't I just take my money out of the bank and just hold it in cash? Yeah. How many articles have you read, how many that we've talked about here on the program, discussing how government wants to get rid of all physical cash and how great it will be if we have a cashless society? Tell you what cashless society is, kids. You are a slave. You're a slave. Yep. Pretty much, again, how the world works. Guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Be safe on all of your travels, okay? God bless everybody. We'll see you next week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hello, my name is Robert Sands from the website. USA Radio News.
Our members want to get to yes. I feel like with when we were dealing with repeal and replace of Obamacare, that we had members who were looking for reasons not to be for it.
Republican Senator John Thune earlier today discussing the main differences when repeal and replacing Obamacare was tried earlier this year and failed versus a tax cut bill, which it looks like a vote will be held tomorrow on after Senator John McCain made a major announcement today saying he will support the Republican tax bill. Actor Jim Nabors is dead at the age of 87. Nabors played the cheerful Gomer Pyle on The Andrew Griffith Show and starred in his own TV series Gomer Pyle in the 1960s. Tonight, President Trump will light the national Christmas tree. Will Schaefer-Otz is with the National Park Foundation, one of the event's sponsors.
It's great to have a place like this where people come to celebrate together, no matter where you're from, no matter what you do, no matter how old you are or what you care about. This everybody agrees on this night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth.